Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are in our first journey together. Today is January the 11th, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Genesis, chapters 31 to 33. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. We read in Psalms 37 verses 23 and 24 that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he falls, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. After serving his father-in-law for 20 years, Jacob had now reached a place of personal desperation. His life was going nowhere. Even though Jacob had faithfully served Laban by shepherding his flock, spending sleepless nights and through rough weather, drought during day and frost during night, bearing all the loss on his own account, Laban and his sons were antagonistic towards Jacob. In fact, they were now accusing Jacob of becoming rich at Laban's expense, even though it was God who made Jacob rich. Jacob had now reached a complete life cycle, having served Laban 20 years, during which time Laban had changed Jacob's wages 10 times. God directed Jacob's steps as it told him that it was now time for him to relocate back to the land of his fathers and his family. We need to understand that working for an employer will have limits, but it is God alone who will show us the path of life and lead us to our final destination. Another lesson to learn from this passage: when we make a major change in our life, we should definitely get our family on board with our plans, just as Jacob confirmed his plan to relocate only after consulting with his two wives, Rachel and Leah. Even though it was obvious that the living conditions were untenable for Jacob to continue serving Laban, and even after getting the directive from God to return, Jacob displayed consultative leadership skills by discussing his situation with his family. As we make a critical move in our lives, let us remember the words of Proverbs chapter 4, verses 25 and 26. Let your eyes look straight ahead, and your eyelids look right before you. Ponder the path of your feet, and let all your ways be established.